Hey authors, welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White. Thank you all for tuning in on today. I'm going to be sharing a little bit of some behind the scenes of my upcoming part two, book two of my Bridgepoint romance series, Anything for Noel. So I should have the cover soon, and I will be doing a cover reveal, so I'm excited about that. But I want to go ahead and kind of give you a sneak peek into the story, looking at my characters, my leading lady and my leading man. We have Noel Johnson, who is Bailey's best friend. You all, if you haven't read Christmas Connection, go ahead and do so. But Noel is Bailey's best friend. We met Bailey in book one, and we're going to be looking more into Noel's life. Noel works with Bailey at her mother's hair and nail salon. She likes what she does, but kind of like Bailey, she's not really sold on this is something that she wants to do for the rest of her life. And I'm still kind of working on what Noelle's dream is, so it's not set in stone in terms of what she's passionate about. Of course, she loves makeup, she likes dressing up, but I think Noelle may be one of those that she comes across as this not prissy or not to the point to where she can't, you know, lay her hair down, if you will, and have fun. But she comes across as sophisticated and just chic. But she is that type of girl that doesn't mind putting on her sneakers and playing basketball. And she does listen to rap music. I do have that as part of her character traits. Something that she does as a hobby. She likes listening to rap music. Particularly her favorite artist is NF. And if you think that has anything to do with me, then you are correct. But she likes that. So I'm still working on her character and developing her. But so far, I have it to where she's been raised by her aunt. You'll learn about that more in the story. And the one relationship that she holds dear and close to her heart is with her grandfather, her maternal grandfather at that. They have a very close relationship. He gave her her first car, so she loves her car. Not quite sure the type of model that I want to set it at, but I do want to make it to where it's very, very dear to her because he gave it to her and they have that special bond and she visits him as often as she can. But when she calls off her engagement, that really sets the tone of the story. She is wondering, have I ever really experienced love before? She kind of has a strained relationship with her aunt, even though while her aunt did take care of her, you know, as you'll find out when you read the story, something was missing. They never really quite connected. She always wanted this mother-daughter relationship, and even though she wants that with her aunt, and her aunt kind of butt heads somewhat, she still longs for that, but at the same time, she knows, you know what, I may not ever have that. So a lot of emotions that she's dealing with. So when she's already met Tommy. She met Tommy back in Christmas Connection. She met at the performance that the band did, and she was supporting Bailey, recording and cheering her on, and that's when she meets Tommy, but she was engaged at the time. And she may have realized how he was looking at her, and he was like, oh, okay, so you want to join us? We're celebrating afterwards. But then when Tommy sees the ring and she says, no, I'm meeting my fiance, Tommy's like, okay, well, she's taken. I guess that's done with. But Tommy still thinks, you know, not quite sure. She didn't look too happy. So that takes us over to Tommy. Tommy Wilkes. Tommy is the lead guitarist of the band. He's Jackson's best friend. And they've, in a sense, got a record deal. Although they haven't blown up yet as a band, their following is still growing. So they have a record deal. They're recording original songs. He's writing, taking turns back and forth, writing songs with him and Jackson. But he's still interested in Noel. He still sees something there. And then when he finds out that the engagement is called off, he is kind of hesitant, like, should I, you know, make a move, or I don't know. But I'll work on that with him, because usually, you know, it's like, well, you know, that guy, you know, didn't make the cut, so let me see if I can throw some game at her. But he's actually sincere, so he's not coming across as a player, someone who's trying to toy with her emotions. He is genuinely interested in her, which is something that he didn't expect, since Tommy has already dealt with loss before, and that'll be part of his backstory. So for him to even be seriously interested in Noel to where he doesn't want to just date her just to date, he wants something serious again, and he's willing to try, that says volumes for his character, which you'll find out more as you read through the story. In order for Tommy to make that step with Noel, he has to forgive himself of his past. So as they get to know each other, these unexpected feelings are surfacing, a lot of stuff happening around them, some things they didn't expect. And of course, you'll see throughout the story, I'm not giving it all away because you'll have to read it, but I'm discovering that some of these couples, well, so far, Bailey and Jackson had their own love song, as you guys heard from the first book, Christmas Connection. But I was kind of thinking, do Noelle and Tommy need a love song? And I was kind of thinking, what could be their song? I'm not quite sure. So I was born in the 90s, so I went all the way back. And I don't know if you guys remember the group IMX. They used to be called Immature. It was with Marcus Houston before he went solo as he got older. And I remember that song, Beautiful You Are. And I winded up listening to it. And as I was listening to it, I'm thinking, this may be Tommy and Noelle's song. So I don't know where I'm going to weave it in into the story. So if you're listening to this through any other platform outside of Anchor, you won't be able to hear the song. But I want to include a quick snippet of it in this episode. So if you're listening to this through Anchor, enjoy. If not, and you're listening to me somewhere else, then I'll be right back after this quick break. And we're back. I hope you guys enjoy that. It's been a long time since I've heard that song, and that came out in 2001. So again, as I was looking for a love song for my characters, Tommy and Noelle, when I heard this, I was like, this is it. This has got to be it. So I hope you guys enjoy that quick little snippet there. I will keep you in the loop as I'm writing anything for Noelle. I'm excited about it. It's going to be some interesting things going on. I'm not quite sure about everything, but I will definitely let you know. Cover reveal coming soon. Thank you all so much for your support. And I went on ahead and did a survey in my newsletter and asked my subscribers if they would like to see any more stories from this series. And a lot of people responded with they want a part two to Jackson and Bailey's story. So I may call it something about Bailey. I'm not sure. And we'll just go from there with this Bridgepoint romance. So thank you all again. You guys have an incredible rest of your day. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. God bless, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.